I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There's big news this summer for fans of Dr. Seuss, an unpublished manuscript found among papers left by the late children's writer, a.k.a. Theodore Geisel, is hitting bookstores. It stars two siblings trying to decide on a pet. VPR's Charlotte Albright checked in with a young reader and a Dr. Seuss scholar.
Right inside the entrance to the Dartmouth bookstore, there it is, a Seuss book that was almost lost to history. What pet should I get? The title asks. 11-year-old browser Ian Curry reads aloud to his younger sister Sophie and brother Luke.
We want a pet. We want a pet. What kind of pet should we get? Dad said we could have one. Dad said we would pay. I went to the pet shop. I went there with Kay. And so we went in.
The waifs making this tough decision are round-faced, skinny, and prone to daydream, just like a lot of Ian's favorite Seuss heroes. Ian says Geisel's books taught his whole generation to read because he gave them unforgettable, wacky characters and creatures they had never seen.
In his time, there weren't many kids' writers, and he just opened up a whole new genre for kids by making all these rhyming books, teach kids how to read and all that.
Grown-ups have taken more scholarly approaches to the works of the Dartmouth alumnus, class of 1925. In the Seuss room of Dartmouth's Baker Library, English professor and Seuss biographer Donald Pease says the posthumous tale follows a classic Geisel plotline. Children discover the powers of their own imaginations as they escape the confines of adult thinking. The turning point comes, he says, when the little boy feels pressure to choose between a cat or a dog. His parents don't want a big expense or a messy house, so he gets inventive.
Then he says, I might find a new one, a fast kind of thing, who would fly round my head in a ring.
Way better than a cat or dog. That hopeful vision helps him and his sister to unbridle their thoughts.
And right at the moment in which they feel that most intimately, they are released to their imagination, and they begin to see things that no pet shop could possibly have on offer.
Geisel turned to writing children's literature just after World War II. Like its precursors, this nearly forgotten book shows children how to invent a world different from the one their parents inhabit. Pease says it's surfacing at a time when we need, again, to spark young imaginations. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.